Since the early days of European settlement in America, Irish ballads and rhythms have influenced and informed American song. In this podcast, we feature Irish fiddler James Kelly, originally of Dublin, Ireland, and widely recognized as one of Ireland's leading traditional fiddle players. He is a recipient of the Florida Folk Heritage Award, as well as the Florida Individual Artist Fellowship and Folk Arts Award. In addition, James Kelly has shared his remarkable talent with Floridians while serving as a master artist in the Florida Folklife Apprenticeship Program. This performance was taken from the old marble stage of the 1992 Florida Folk Festival. He is accompanied by George Phillips on guitar. Please visit us again soon for more music from the Florida Folklife Collection. And now, James Kelly and George Phillips. Enjoy.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to tell you that I'm living in Miami Springs, but I'm not originally from Miami Springs with an accent like this. I'm from Dublin, Ireland, and I live in Miami at the moment. I've been there for a couple of years. This man beside me is George Phillips, and of course we've been playing for quite a few years already. So we're going to start off with a couple of jigs, and we'll see how we get on.
Thank you. Thank you. As I was walking down Broadway, not intending to stay very long, I met with a frolicsome damsel as she came tripping along. I watched she pulled out of her pocket and put it right into my hand. The very first day that I met her, bad luck to the black velvet band. And her eyes are shone like diamonds, you think she was queen of the land. With her hair flung over her shoulders, tied up by a black velvet band. Before judge and jury next morning, both of us did appear. Gentlemen collect his jewelry, and the case against us was clear. 7 long years transportation, a ring down the band in the line. Away from my friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band. And her eyes are shone like diamonds, you think she was queen of the land. With her hair flung over her shoulders, tied up by a black velvet band.
There was an Irish harper who lived in the late 1600s. We'd like to play you a composition of his. It was a fella called Turlough O'Carolan, Terence O'Carolan. He was from a county called County Meath, which is over in the province of Leinster, over in the east. He composed over 200 dance pieces of dance music, and actually a lot of the dance tunes had words. He was a poet as well as being a writer of music. And this one is called Loftus Jones. Thank you.
obviously in this country you have a variety of great traditional musics, and one of them is of course old-timey American music, which I'm sure you'll hear a lot of this weekend. And two pieces of music that actually we play regularly over in Ireland, and I find these tunes as part of the tradition over in this country are two tunes called The Soldier's Joy and the Fisherman's, what we call the Fisherman's Hornpipe. Is that what you call it over here? Fisher's Hornpipe. And after that we're going to play you a lively piece of music which was composed by a group called the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And it's called Music for a Found Harmonium. Thank you. Thanks very much. We'll just play one more because I think the schedule is getting on a little bit. We're running out of time. So we'll play these ones as fast as we can. We'll play one last selection. We'll probably play a few reels, I suppose, which are called The Morning Dew. Bonnie Kate is the second one, and the third one is called Jenny's Chickens. The two middle ones were recorded by a famous Irish fiddler called Michael Coleman about 60 years ago in New York City. He was a legendary musician when he was alive, and he's even more of a legend now. But anyway, he was a wonderful fiddle player from County Sligo. And we finish off at a reel called Wellington's Reel. And we thank you very much. And thanks to our sound man as well in the back. Thank you. Thank you very much.